This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today we're still in Kefalonia, the lovely little town. So I'm sure if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see some of my bits and pieces, from turtles to becoming a functional training Instagram influencer, I'm sure. Anyway, jokes aside, today I want to discuss a bit more on something that I do talk a lot about, which is, in short, a process mindset compared to a static mindset, right? The whole idea of today is looking at something being part of a process. It can often be quite cliche, but the person who sees an event, good nor bad, and often has a response of, that's part of the process, really gives you the, I suppose, perspective of seeing that this person sees significantly long term. And so what I want to talk about here is, like, well, how long is long term? Is long term part of the process is for a 12-week transformation? Is it part of the process is of a 3-year career goal, business plan? Or is it your whole life? Or is it your life within a lifetime of lives? And so the whole idea here is being able to shift from this black and white static frame of mind with literally mind frames, so frame being another word for belief, and being able to see that whether something happens, good nor bad, is neither actually good nor bad. The further we step away, we start to realize that good things and bad things don't happen to us. Life happens for us, and it's happening all the time. The thing about it, though, is that having something good nor bad is a static frame of mind on a snapshot in time, right? And I've shared a story before, and I'll share it again now, of a farmer, and the farmer has his horse runs away, right? And so the neighbor comes over and goes, "Oh my God, you know, your horse ran away. How unlucky is that?" And the farmer goes, "What? Who am I to know about luck?" Anyway, the next day, the horse comes back, but it also brings 3 other horses. So now the farmer has 4 horses. And sure enough, the neighbor comes over and goes, "Oh my God, you know, it ran away. Now it's back, and you've got 4 horses. How lucky is that?" And the farmer simply responds, "Who am I to know about luck?" The next day, the farmer's son is breaking in one of the new horses, and it kicks him in the leg and breaks his leg. And sure enough, on a farm, you need as much help as you can get. And so the neighbor comes around, goes, "First they run away, then they bring more. It brings more horses over, and now your son's got a broken leg. It's like, how unlucky is that?" And the farmer goes, "Who am I to know about luck?" The following day, a gang comes all the way through the township and takes every young able-bodied male to join the gang to go fight a war. And sure enough, the kid had a broken leg, he couldn't leave. So the neighbor comes over and goes, "Just because the son couldn't use his leg, it's broken, he couldn't get taken away to go to war with the gang." He's like, how lucky is that? It's like, who am I to know about luck? And so each snapshot of each moment, it's easy to say it's good or bad. But when we step back, we see that each part is simply just part of a process. And this is for every part of our life, even our life, right? Our life is simply one part of the evolution of the human species. It's simply just a part of the process. And so the responsibility that we have to live a good life, to pass the torch on, is something that maybe we don't take enough time to really consider. That when we do talk to the youth, when we do talk to the next generation, when we talk to kids, the way we treat each other, more importantly, the way that we treat ourselves, it's just a small thing. But however, every single one of us does that small thing and ends up being a very large thing. And so we have the power to start to shift the way that we see these static good or bad, I suppose, perceptions, to be able to see that each moment we have the opportunity to see how everything fits into a larger process. And I'm not saying like a larger plan. I don't think there's a plan for the next 100 years. And this isn't my belief that something above sits there and has a plan for everything. I don't, that's just, it's just not the case. The universe is just doing what the universe does. And we're just we have this tiny little window of opportunity to exist in the universe as we are today, right? As we are in human form. Whatever happens afterwards, I have no idea. All I know is that Keanu Reeves says that when you die, the people that love you miss you. That's the realest, most honest expression that I've ever heard. So moving that aside, it's being able to look at these ebbs and flows, these ups and downs, this good and bad, and realize that it's the same thing. It is simply just our perception of it, right? And because there is difficult times, and I fully understand that, and there's questions we can sit back and go, why me? And a good response is, well, who else do you suggest? But it's more so, what can I learn from this? That's the shift in it, right? It's not why me? It's what can I learn in this situation? Because you are in this situation. So what's the lesson? What is the universe offering you in that lesson to be able to upskill, to be able to bring it back? And it's the hero's journey. If you're not familiar with that, go read some work by Joseph Campbell. It's the hero's journey is basically going through, and the movie The Matrix basically follows that. The Star Wars follows that. The Wizard of Oz follows it. A lot of famous stories follow the theme of the hero's journey. And it really is like the call to action, and then all the lessons and the trials and the triumphs and that kind of stuff, and then coming back to reality. And so when you're in the thick of the difficult times, it's looking at what are the lessons there that you can take on board, whatever. And this is the thing, you get to choose what those lessons are. There isn't some sort of predisposed plan on it. You get to choose it. You get to choose the meaning of it. We're meaning makers, and that's the opportunity we have. And then taking that and then applying it back to the real world once you go through the whole hero's journey, through the whole cycle. Once you go through and learn the lesson, you can come back to life as it is and apply those lessons, and then that's how you, so to speak, level up, and then the next hero journey starts. It's just a continual part of the process. It doesn't stop, right? But it does stop if we stay in a static frame of mind of this happened to me, I'm a victim of it, so to speak. And it's fucking hard to take on board. But there was a quote I shared a couple of podcasts ago about an injured soldier that lost his legs, or at least use of his legs. And people would say to him, like, how are you so positive without your legs? And they're like, well, how are you so negative with your legs, right? And it's that sort of frame of mind and perception that we have the opportunity to choose what it is we want to do with it, right? And so we're seeing the ups and downs, the good and bad, the ebbs and flows, as the same thing. You know, it's learning. It's so crucial. Learning to both enjoy and find the lesson in the difficult times. Because they don't last, right? The difficult times do not last. But they're there to challenge us to see whether we're willing to take on the lesson. That's the powerful thing. And then when the winds come, and they will come, don't take them for granted. It's not going to stay like that forever. When the winds come, enjoy them. Enjoy them in that present moment, and then the ability to take that and integrate it and know that the next difficulty, whatever that may look like, is coming along. And it'll be rewarding, just like the last one, because when we step back and look at the hardest times of our lives, that helps shape us to be the person that we are today. So how can we call that bad? It was probably necessary in order for the good. It's the same fucking thing. And so the last message here that I have, and this is something that I remember hearing, I think it was from my friend Mitch Pike years ago, but often when things go, let's call it bad again, when we're in difficult times, we sit back and we take stock. Where did I go wrong? What can I do to change? You know, all of this. But when things are good, we often just take it for granted, and we're just bathing in it, and then all of a sudden, shit changes. The most important time to take stock is when things are good. When things are going well, when you're enjoying it, because if you can take stock then, you can ask the question, what did I do in order to be in this position today? And then you grab that information and you learn how to repeat it, so you're in control, not just of your life, but of the moment. And on that note, team, I'm out, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, then jump on Facebook, search Mood Prep Online. It's a free group. Join the group there. Join the discussion. I'd love to have you in there. Otherwise, find me on Instagram at DDNix. Otherwise, that's it, team. I'm done. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.